I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
In 2018, we saw a trend in banning plastic utensils, straws, and stirrers. On July 2nd, Seattle joined other cities and businesses to ban these adversaries of the environment. Violators will be expected to pay a $250 fine. New York City has joined the frenzy, as have Miami Beach and Fort Myers in Florida, and the California cities of Alameda, Carmel, San Luis Obispo, Davis, Malibu, Manhattan Beach, Oakland, Richmond, and, of course, Berkeley. Now, we've been told for years that recycling plastics and other products is the way to go. In fact, thousands of people have been employed in the recycling industry. Now, there's no kind of proof that these bans will save our oceans. These bans also ignore people with disabilities who depend on straws as a vital tool when they have limited use of their arms. Now, it's said that alternatives such as paper, metal, and biodegradable materials don't work as well as plastic, and biodegradable straws have a tendency to collapse. Now, here's the question. Have the laws that mandate recycling over the years not worked? If the mandates have not been adequate or effective, why is that? It takes a long time to change human behavior, and people often resist change, especially change that requires a change in everyday habits. However, the direction toward recycling has been heading in what is considered to be the right direction. Now, while Americans don't recycle as much as they could, the practice is considered a huge success, given that it keeps about a third of solid waste we generate out of our quickly filling landfills and saves natural resources while generating much-needed revenue for municipal governments. Now, some types of materials, especially mixed plastics, have proven difficult or expensive to recycle. However, plastic can be recycled 7 to 9 times before it's no longer recyclable. Every time paper is recycled, the fibers shorten. It's estimated paper can be recycled 4 to 6 times. Glass, steel, and aluminum lose no quality during recycling and can be recycled endlessly. Now, remember the stick and carrot concept? San Francisco has been employing a bit of both, and their recycling and composting is now up to over 77%. Curbside fees are charged on a pay-as-you-throw basis for trash, while recycling and compost are free, creating a financial incentive for following the law and sorting your waste. San Francisco's recycling program has been economically viable. So this goes back to the issue of laws mandating a ban on plastic utensils, straws, and stirrers. If a stick-and-carrot approach to recycling has worked as efficiently and successfully as it has in San Francisco, why the need to mandate bans limit options to businesses as well as consumers? These bans act as nothing more than sticks and dictums trying to solve a perceived problem in a heavy-handed way. Mandates by themselves have not been overly successful. But allowing our businesses and consumers to decide their options and coupling in a tried-and-true stick-and-carrot approach seems to be the successful way to maintain freedoms while addressing concerns about the environment. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.